It's all true. How can we say thanks? Hallelujah, Jesus. If you, when I was looking around, I could actually see, I have no way to explain it, but the gift of faith. And when I focused in, it was all of this. It was all of this. So, when our preachers to come up here and surround that cloths and things that's been brought up in the box and let almost scratch into then the school of poetry. And why? Because he's here. Thank you, Jesus, and hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you so much for the gift of faith that somehow you seem to come to the end of ours and override it and call it a gift. This means that we know. We know that heaven's going to follow all these claws to their destination. Then when they get there, heaven is going to open up. Hallelujah, Jesus. While we're getting ready for this to be released, where's Anna Maria, in case I get this wrong? Are you in that pile praying? Oh, okay. She's not here yet. You okay. If I get it wrong a little, she'll correct it later. When the book came out in Portuguese, she gave 1,000 away the first night. The people just didn't know what to think. We'd carry piles back and throw them. And the others, possibly them, she put a little square piece of prayer cloth. Like, it could be lost in there. So the people carried the books and the little cloths home. And this one had the grandparents living with the family, which isn't that uncommon. This little six-year-old girl that only spoke Portuguese. Well, she opened the book. She could read. She started reading it in Portuguese. A little six-year-old. And she read something that caused the Holy Spirit. She got filled with the Holy Spirit. And when the language came out, it was English. And she took the little prayer cloth in her. She took it over to her grandma, what I understand had been in a wheelchair, unable to walk, going on or closing in. I know it was after 20 years. The fingers were curled and shriveled and hands. The little six-year-old laid that little square cloth on her and she jumped up and walked off. Come on. We don't do anything just to be doing it. So, Father, in Jesus' name, you want it to go beyond. You want it to operate the gift of faith and follow these to destination and the different prayers and the different people that need to be saved and healed and set free. Father, we thank you that your anointing will open heaven for the destination of every prayer cloth, every request that is up here this morning. And for this, we give you all the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Say, what do you see? I see a lot of happy people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, why would you rather be sorry?
Well, the whole world is lost, and
he's already done something about it. So get out of your sorrow and you go do something about it. When I'm in intercession and stuff, doesn't mean I hate me. At times he'll throw me between hell and somebody that's lost, and I'll tell you what, that will help set your prayer on fire. But I don't exactly feel lost myself. So he's already done something about everything, so I figure I can't come up with a good reason for worry. So I figured it out. There's no use doing it. What do you like? I love things like peace. You can signify or explain a little like the stillness after a storm. I like that feeling to live down inside. I like it when I found out that Christianity is not a religion. It's a family. It's a family. So of course you're not going to mind giving him all the glory and everything. Hallelujah. I got some good news for you. A lot of preachers fall over when they received the exaltation that was designed for Jesus and our Father alone to receive. See? But I found out when you finish your journey and start entering into the real love of God, I mean, I'm not talking about finishing, I'm talking about at the time when this love comes along, you'll think, gosh, I wish that I got to this a lot sooner. But I find out it absorbs things like that these things come and try, and if you're doing anything for God or trying, you tend one way or another. That love of God has just got a way of keeping things in perspective and just absorbing it. And how can you help but give him all the praise and all the honor and all the glory? How can you help it? And the more the love that you walk in, the more you won't be able to help it. Hear me? So for a moment, I'd just like to give him all the glory. Well, won't we start with physical? You was healed of any kind of physical pains while you were here. You stand up first. This week, any physical pains? Okay. You can tell that he's healed something else, like he reached into your life and maybe he did some emotional kind of healing and that kind of thing. How it changed you that way. You stand up. Yes. you don't feel the same as when you came. You stand up. And you know more when you're leaving than when you came. You stand. All right, write the name of the people who sat him. Woo! So why don't we give him all the glory for a minute? Hallelujah. I praise you. Glorify. Magnify and exalt you and lift you up. Hallelujah. With all our hearts, with all our hearts, we thank you. Magnify you and lift you up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can't you format you? Listen, I dipped just a little too far there. And I meant, when I started giving him the glory and he started to visit me, and all of a sudden I'm familiar with it. Somebody, your emotions go so crazy on you that they've been dipping and sometimes I don't like it when it comes to this point, but there's nothing I can do about it. It's happened a time or two before. That's serious to him when he does it. But you've actually entertained in a serious way your life ending, should we put it in a nice way. Or ending your life, if we put it in a nice way like that. I have you some good news. That life force isn't yours. There's a devil in the camp. It's not you. It's not you. And we can make it stop. So if you would, come up here, and if it was me, and I know what's going to happen, I was back there, I'd be right up here because I know. I wouldn't care. But he's reaching out to salvage a life. Why don't you take it? Come. At your mercy. What is a good thing about peace and things like that? Stillness. What's a good thing about it? Well, I can tell you. Like when the devil makes a lot of noise and says your business and everything's going to go down. That you don't go with it. Say, I don't think so. The devil has a lot better success.
How come you can talk about him?
Because I know him. I knew him before I saved. Besides, Jesus said, you really shouldn't be ignorant of Satan's devices, did he not? Because there's a whole lot of them that get... it's weaponry that can only be disarmed by the wisdom of God. And if you want to hear about one of his all-time miracles of weaponry that he helped defeat the present-day church with... in the past, you want to see a Picasso, a masterpiece painted by Satan himself of deception, just ask yourself one question.
Why don't we pray with tongues?
And you have a Picasso. See, you walk in that peace and the stillness at hand. The devil keeps trying to cave things in and take it down, and you just don't go. If you're not getting into agreement with him, it's because you must be in agreement with somebody else. Wouldn't you think? So I'm not going to get in agreement with him.
Well, my mouth doesn't agree with him.
Then straighten your hopeless feelings out. And I said that kindly. I may get mad. Yes, sir. I understand. I went a little far on that. I was supposed to stop a minute ago with... There's many of you he's trying to put under a particular cosa. What in the world is that? Okay. He's trying to put you under a downfall, a particular kind of downfall that has to do with you, your substance, and your living. So the devil is trying to get you to really come into full agreement through all your emotions and that kind of thing. Well, I have some good news firsthand from the Holy Spirit for today from you. He's here to help you. And if you'll let him, he'll take the first step out, and then you and him walk out of it together. Hallelujah. If he was talking to you and that quickened you generally, then go ahead and stand up to your feet where you're at. Yes. All you're going to have to do is raise your hands and come into agreement. For all I've ever had is your son. All I've ever had, it's been yours. And you'll see that clearer as the time goes by and you step on the inside of understanding and revelation and knowing me as your father. Not me. No, not me. Yes, sir. I get to stand with you and speak for you as we bring ourselves into agreement with him. Father, I'm standing in and with every person here. And I get to vocalize this. Thank you so much for it. Father, first of all, I'm worshiping you and glorifying you and thanking you for the peace that's present when you come into an agreement like this. And presently, for the right now, the devil's present hold being destroyed and crumbling and falling away as they grow stronger in the decision that they made today to take you by the hand and walk out of this and continue on in to do something for the gospel. So, Father, in Jesus' name, release this on them. Ooh, and I know you're glad to, because the whole thing was your idea. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Oh, turn around. Say, no, you don't have to say that. I was going to say, hi, neighbor, but... Hallelujah, Jesus. He's been doing things, hasn't he? And then he started fixing hurting people. And what I wanted to do is teach, you know, a message on capping love and the full the rest. But he was more interested in doing it, you know. I just can't get over him wanting to do things instead of talk, you know. Maybe I talked too much the last 37 years. Well, I guess I could tell you the verses I was going to. But you're ready for prayer now. How many believe that people are going to leave different this morning? When Jesus was bringing to conclusion an incredible teaching about inviting people to his dinner and don't invite only those who can do for you again. Lame, maimed, the halt, the blind, tells you what he's feeding. Dinner table was the world. And Jesus Christ was to come to the supper. Say, I've prepared a feast for you through Jesus. Come. And he said, just don't invite your rich neighbors and friends. They'll recompense you. Lame, the maimed, the blind, the poor, invite them. Tells you what he's prepared for. And blind, you don't have to be blind anymore. Then he starts making some remarks like this and coming to conclusion.
What book is it?
The Bible. Any man come to me and hate not, love less than me. The word for hate is a word that it's love, but it's responsive. It bursts. It doesn't go through a decision process. It pouts. Any man comes to me and does not love less than me, his mother and father, wife and children, and his own life also, can't be my disciple. So when he said, anyone comes to me and hates not his, he was saying, love less than me. When I first asked him, what in the world are you talking about? He said, well, first, the most basic part of it is that you'd follow them, not me. You love yourself, that's who you follow. Here was what he was saying. You know, I'm supposed to love him more than my wife and more than my, some people would say,
more than my cat.
I found out the only way I could love them more is by loving him more. And I love him more than them. I could love them more. And the only way I could love them more is by loving him more. He went on, you know, to give the reason for giving you a parable like this. He says, for which of you intending to build a tower sets not down first, count the cost where they are sufficient to finish it, lest aptly after he begin to build, he's unable to finish. All that behold him will begin to laugh and say, this man began to build and could not finish. So what do you do? You take bids, you calculate. You take the price of every nail. You don't want to run out of money or building material. So you count the cost right down to the last nail. So why would that be the next verse? Any man comes to me and loves not less than me. Father and mother in his own life can't be my disciple. For which of you intending to build a tower sets not down first and counts the cost you're counting for the building material to finish your tower. It's whether you're going to choose Him first. And I will see my family in heaven. I will finish my tower. I'll see my friends and I'll have revival. Why? Because I choose Him. That was just the latter part, almost the end of the conclusion. It came. But I'm not going to keep going. You've heard some of the best teachers. Just some of the best teachers I think there is. See, here we know. You don't have to do better than somebody.
I have to outdo myself. The last time I preached, I got to do better this time.
No, I don't. All I got to do is get up and do what He says. But this camp meeting's been different for me, and I love it. Hadn't seen one quite like this in the past, and the age of the wisdom that's been present here, trust me when I say, is so different than 3 or 4 years ago even. Just the wisdom I hear. So what's happening is that a lot of people is coming to maturity and they're getting ready to shake some things really hard here and shake it there and blah. And so He's bringing us to a level of maturity that's wonderful. And I don't mind telling you, I'm awful happy about it. And something's happening. And it's wonderful. Listening to some of the teaching and watching some of them move back and forth and what's happening. And it's wonderful. I'm looking forward to the era of media. Yes. Yes. So anyway, that's all I'll say about that great outstanding revelation that bridges at least 2 chapters. I didn't even tempt myself with that. And we'll enter into this last phase. And this is how He works the best with me in this. You get in line and don't worry about God. When He gets to your world, it's not overpowering Him like a universe or something. He'll figure you out. So say, this is a potato line. Yeah, well, you're in a carrot line. Sorry. No, you're not getting nothing. He's not even touchy.
Well, His voice is hard.
Listen, if you miss it, He's not going to, you know, put you in San Quentin or something. Most people are busy missing it. So He's not going to. What He'll do, He'll bring it around again and try harder. They say, well, okay, which angel? Well, that little peekity squeaky one over there, he went and yelled at them the last time, go overseas. And they acted like they could hear nothing. What do we do? Get thunder. Get thunder over there. Send him over there. So when your ground shakes and earthquakes and you hear the words Hollywood, then weep and cry. You're going into a heathen country. There's been a long-standing revival of flesh coming out of there. How would we know? I don't. Somebody told me. Ha ha ha. So when you get in the line, tell him. You tell him what you want. You tell him. Is it anointing or change or healed, to be healed, or direction? Do you want to hear his voice? See, his grace is here now. When we say that, is he wants to trade something of yours off for something of his. It really can't be earned, and if he can do this thing, he'll do it. So you tell him. You just tell him what you want. And, oh, I don't know. I've operated in most of the gifts and preached and heard his voice and know how he speaks in his word and prayer, and I've done most things. Preached out of most offices. I tell you things about most all of them. I'm saying this for a reason, because if there's an anointing here, if there's an anointing here and it's resident, then that's even twice as good. But if it isn't working in me, he can still give it just because we agreed that he'll do it. See. The teaching gift, for instance. What an incredible gift. Did you know that the teaching gift doesn't teach out of my mind, it teaches out of yours? And an anointing that does, what good would it do to teach something to you couldn't understand? It has a two-way anointing. One, it feeds back. Just the way it teaches and feeds you, there's a feedback. You always know where you're at in that teaching. And that's a qualification of it. See, it's incredible. We could go on to the others. But I'm trying to get to you is when you step up there and you're in agreement with him, because I'm going to come into agreement with you too. I believe you're going to get that you're not going to leave here the same, and you'll have some kind of testimony. She's like, look, stand up now. We want to see you. Turn around. Let's see your face now. That's from the first night. She was crying out loud. Use her as an example. Is she the same? I wouldn't recognize you the way your face was drawn up. And you were,
hurt.
You hurt, didn't you? Really bad. You couldn't sleep or anything. So he did it for her. Then, stay. Well, you know, Gary had something I lacked. I really like it. Go look for Gary wrote on the Green Line somewhere over. Now, if you want any of the other five to pray for you, ready? Four? Five, Tim, right? All right. I guess we can start our line at the corner over here and take it this way and around this way. And if you don't care about being prayed by me, that's great. Please. Start about the door and line up that way, and one of the others will come. So, and they'll come over and ask, who do you want to pray or anything like that. We just want you to receive. You can't make the devil mad at you because he already is. So, I guess that we better say our goodbyes now. I think this is kind of be the last time or this year. And I want to know, I mean, I want you to know. Well, I want to know, but anyway, I want you to know. that I was just in so in His perfect will through this meeting. You don't know how I felt when I watched these guys. I feel so edified and strong. You know what I really feel like? Like I pleased Him. So now you who desire, I'll get to lay hands on you and pray that He'll impart. And you kind of move down to the door there, and you can start a line the other way, and the other guys will come, and you may get out for dinner.
You're in the line, just stay right there with your eyes closed and just. While Pastor was speaking, I was caught up. And Psalms 45, it says, "Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, in thy glory and thy majesty. And thy majesty ride prosperously." And it begins to speak of our King stands. He said, "There's this generation." He said, "This is the one where His queen will stand next to Him." It says, "King's daughters were among the honorable women, and upon thy right hand did stand the queen, the bride." This is the one that will come. The one that will come all the way in, stand with Him where He is. And the gold of Ophir, you will stand with Him. And yesterday, this end of the service, this dear lady, I think she lives here. And she said, she asked me if I'd pray for her, and she said, "I never do this. I never go up to anybody, but the Lord told me." You know, prayed with her. I saw Him take her. I was actually with Him as He walked her, and she stood with Him like this queen. And I saw Him clothe her there, and she came back here. I said, "Who is this woman?" I couldn't leave her. I was praying for 15 minutes. When she came back, she stood here, and there was fruit at her feet as far as the eye could see. I couldn't. And I saw people coming eating from that fruit. You couldn't see. It went so far. It was filled everywhere. Nations become to eat all of this fruit. And I just said, "Who is that woman, Lord?" She represents the bride. And I was with her through this whole journey, and I was watching all of this. And as I was in the service here, I just got caught up, and I saw His bride of this whole generation, the one He's waited for so many years, to come and stand with Him where He is in the right hand, and to marry Him. And this is our generation. This is the one He'll clothe her in gold. And she'll come back with the fruit of that place here. She will come back. The nations will eat of that. And there's so much of it as far as the eye can see. It's infinite. It's infinite. You couldn't eat it. The whole world could eat, and it would not run dry. That is where he's bringing us. That is who we are. Amen.
The anointing will be of that of grace. Literally trades part of your standing off for him. His and the area you're believing for. So when that anointing comes, then what I'll do is just lay hands on one after another. And when we pray, that's when you'll receive. So, if he says anything to me, anything, I'll stop and tell you. Otherwise, while this anointing is on me, I'll move along as fast as it moves. Now, he had me to begin doing this because he wanted to do more. And sometimes when I would try to listen to a problem or from the beginning to the end until finally I started losing it. I could lose track and it'd lift and come and go. So he finally taught me. He said, I'm ready. Have them tell me and get ready. For that's what this is for, equipping. So, hallelujah. All right. For you know that this is his love. This is my love, he said. That he delights in. He delights in the gifting and the giving of what he has provided for. He delights in it. He loves it in these times when he has a mouth or somebody here and he can speak how he feels to you. He's delighting in this, so don't think for a minute that he's not going to move or that you're not trying hard enough or la, la, la. Come on. Come on. You just get ready. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, they're trading something. Their weakness for your strength, something in their standing for yours. I don't know, but I do know you're here to give them what they're asking. In Jesus' name, release that grace in him. Release that grace. Release that grace in Jesus' name.